We have a president who told all he would be the source of a renewed respect for our country around the world, who has in fact run a shambolic foreign policy and been the reason that soft adversaries such as modern China and Russia have begun to return to hard adversary status. Our friend Mark Stein reported in National Review last year that at the G8 summit, the Chancellor of the Exchequer had been invited to give a presentation to the assembled heads of government. The president evidently enjoyed it. Thrice he piped up to say how much he agreed with Jeffrey, eventually concluding the presentation with the words, "Thank you, Jeffrey." Unfortunately, the Chancellor of the Exchequer is a bloke called George, not Jeffrey. Not only did Obama make a fool of himself by calling the man by the wrong name, what in the heck was he doing calling him by a first name in a formal international meeting? That alone's arrogant and sends a patronizing message. It's not just Obama's foreign policy, which has been shambolic, even with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. This administration's domestic policy work has been as chaotic. One simply cannot call the Obamacare monstrosity anything but chaotic. From its writing and bill form, which span thousands of pages, a Democrat Speaker of the House telling us we have to pass it to know what's in it, to the botched implementation of most every part of the law, along with constantly changing rules through executive order. Yes, the British slang word shambolic fits this White House very well. But unlike others, it may not be taken as an insult inside the Oval Office, as chaos is exactly the aim of radical revolutionaries. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.